Oh, he is in the room. Okay. We're going to come back to order. Thank you. And get Sue to read the next item for us.
Item 566, amend the city central plan district to increase the maximum height limit on Block 8, Portland Addition, and support construction of a replacement Multnomah County Central Courthouse.
Okay, so this is a land use proceeding, but it's kind of a rare one because it's a legislative one, so it doesn't require all of the usual warnings and admonitions. I don't think we even have to worry about ex parte contacts, do we?
Not on a legislative matter,
no. Okay, so we'll just turn this over to our team, our staff, and our guests, and take it away.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Troy Doss with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm the project manager for the zone change, which in itself is actually pretty minor, but I think the project itself is important enough that we wanted to make sure that Chair Deborah Cafori could come and introduce it to you. And we have the project manager from the county as well here, J.D. Deschamps. So I'll turn it over to the chair first.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good
Welcome
afternoon.
Welcome, a great Lebanese American.
That's right. You were just praised.
In absentia, remember. You were praised.
And I heard some another Cafori mentioned as well. Thank you for that. I'm Deborah Cafori, Chair of Multnomah County, and I want to commend you and congratulate you on your foresight in this new Portlanders Commission. I think it sounds wonderful, and I believe that it will benefit not just the city but the county as well and all of our residents, and I want to thank you for putting that through.
I'm really glad you said that because there was a request actually to put into the ordinance that it was going to advise all other jurisdictions, and we thought we should ask first. So certainly, as capacity allows, we'd be happy to partner with you on that.
Definitely. I know our health department has a smaller version but a similar commission that helps guide their efforts, and it's just recently started, but it's been really amazing, and it's translated into our budget that we just passed this morning. Some of the members on that commission are on the Citizen Budget Advisory Committee, and they totally revamped the way that they offered advice to us this year, and was really and they were instrumental in getting some new policies and programs in our budget reflecting the needs of our immigrant refugee communities as well as all of our communities of color. So I think there's a lot that can come from this group. But today I'm here to talk about a really exciting topic, the downtown courthouse. As you know, I've been a proponent of this during my time as county commissioner, now as county chair. And we are so close. We are farther along than we've ever been in the 40 years since we've acknowledged the need to replace the courthouse. We've completed our site selection process, facility programming. We retained a design team, and we have a commitment of millions of dollars of funding from both the city, from this county and from the state of Oregon. And in the division of labor between the county and the city in around the area of public safety, the county provides justice services. Therefore, we look to the city to be a real strong partner with us on this important endeavor. And in order to break ground on our new courthouse on Southwest Madison and Southwest First in September of this year, which we plan to do, we need the city to approve the increased height on our site to 325 feet before the central city update is implemented. The height increase was included in the comprehensive plan approved by the City Council in 2015, but the new height limit is not yet written into city code. The increased height will allow our new courthouse to house all of the functions that are in the current courthouse, including offices for the district attorney and the four high-volume courts, traffic and such that you all utilize. We plan to have 17 floors with 44 courtrooms. The programming follows the recommendations of a planning and space report prepared for us in 2014 by the National Center for State Courts. On April 26th, the Portland Planning and Sustainability Commission voted 7-0 in favor of the height increase, and I'm here today to ask you to approve the zoning amendment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Deborah, I just want to ask you, given that this seems like a crucial change to allow you to move forward, we're under a crushing deadline, is there anything in the relationship between the city and the county that's unresolved that we should think about before we cast a vote?
I don't think I need to remind you that those four high-volume courtrooms that will be in the new courthouse are lucrative for city coffers, shall I say.
And I will tell you that I recently was in the courthouse in a jury room meeting with the judge on something unrelated, and I was reminded how dated the facilities are and how in need of an upgrade we are for our courthouse. So it was eye-opening.
It's going to be a beauty and functional. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
My name is J.D. Deschamps. I'm the project manager from Multnomah County for Facilities and Property Management. And just like you said, the existing courthouse is seismically deficient and functionally obsolete. And I'm mostly here just to answer any questions. And I immigrated from Canada.
Okay. Questions? Issues to raise?
Mayor, can I just get a clarification?
Is there more presentation?
We've already approved this height increase as part of the West Quad, right?
We approved a plan that contains it. Did I get
contains
that right,
it.
Troy?
What we're doing now is just essentially moving the process forward a little more quickly.
Yeah, Troy will walk us
through. Codify what we've already said should be in the plan. Is that right?
Yes, I'll give you a very brief presentation that'll walk you through that if you like. The site, as you're probably aware, is right there at First and Madison. It's the Hawthorne Bridgehead. Most people know it because it has the VQ at it, veritable quandary. The site is known as Block 8 in the Portland Addition. It currently has a height of 200 feet. As you noted, during the West Quadrant Plan, Planning Commission and Sustainability Commission and Council approved a concept to increase the heights at that bridgehead at 325. Going forward, the current plan district, before the adoption of Central City 2035, would be adopted just for that block to allow a height of 325. In the next phase of Central City 2035, which should be coming to council early next year, we would be doing the rest of the height increases, and this is what that map would look like. So this is really in the middle of that one block that would be 325 at the Hawthorne Bridgehead. As noted, the structure will be 17 stories, and usually 17 stories could be accommodated in less than 325 feet, but it's unusual for a courthouse because of all the programming that goes into it. You have floor-to-ceiling heights on average, and my understanding is that the lower average of 18 feet, and that's what's being proposed here. It's the virtue of the courtroom space itself that's really driving the height in this case. We've done some shadow analysis. It shows that our typical shadow analysis in the city of Portland for downtown would be at 3 p.m. on April 21st. It typically would look at it was shading the bridgehead itself. We took it 2 months forward just to see what it looked like at the solstice, and it was similar but not quite as impactful. But either way, the impact was pretty low on the park itself. And with that, the Planning Commission is asking that the Council recommend that we go ahead and update map 510-3 of the Portland Zoning Code, Central City Plan District, to allow for that height now in advance of the Central City 35 plan coming forward.
Could you go back to the height map, please? Yes, that one. So when you come back, I will be asking why we're not increasing the height on the two lots between this site. We've got the 352 lots back. I'm, as you know, very fond of the policy that says we step down to the river. And so because we've got that, this is why I supported this particular height increase as part of the West Quadrant Plan, even though I didn't support some of the others. That it does step down from the 350. I'm not, and this isn't under discussion today, I'm just kind of putting a marker down. I will want to know why wouldn't we put the ones behind it to either 350, well, it's a 350, in fact.
Can I just ask a policy question? Because I remember recently actually talking to John Russell about this, and he waxed poetic, but I'd be interested in the staff-level explanation as to why, as part of our planning, we think we can accommodate more height in the bridgeheads.
Why should we or why can't we?
Why should we? Because we're affirmatively doing it in our planning, and we've made a judgment that it's consonant with good planning. And just remind us why.
I'm going to probably call up Joe Zender for that one because he was more engaged in the West Quadrant plan than I was.
Well,
see Joe heaving a great sigh there.
We had the debate, and we agreed to do this. Since we're taking it up again, if we have a complete record, Joe, would you remind us why we believe that with the bridgeheads there is a good policy argument for more height than we would otherwise have?
Yes, Joe Zender from Bureau Planning and Sustainability. Several reasons. One is, even from the 80s plan, there was a notion of marking the bridgeheads as a signifier coming into the central city, or their importance there, and so height is a move that does that. But also, we, since the 80s plan as well, we've been trying to find a way to bring activity to the waterfront and NATO, and actually into Waterfront Park. And so these bridgeheads, when you combine the land that's available there for redevelopment, this urban design principle of them potentially is a good location for height and a marker, and the ability to bring development down to NATO and the waterfront here while preserving the rest, because a lot of the waterfront is in historic districts, that's why we focused on these bridgeheads. We focused on them both on the east side and the west side.
And here, there's this additional public benefit of getting a courthouse that's fully integrated with all the services under one roof. So sounds compelling to me. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add, Troy?
No, that would be it.
Any other questions for the team? Okay, thank you very much. Let's see who else wants to testify on this item, please.
Mr. Russell would like to testify.
Okay. Anyone else? Feel free to join him.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, members of council. As one of the few people remaining in the city in the advance of the weekend, I'd like to testify in favor of the county's height increase. I did serve as a member of the West Quadrant Plan, and as you have been told, this was something that we recommended a long time ago, and it's been ratified by the Planning Commission itself. So the issue, I think, is just one of timing. It's not whether this particular site will get the height increase, it's when, and I understand the compelling reasons for the timing.
Well, you may be one of the few people remaining in the city, but let the record note that there are at least some elected officials, judges, and other public employees still around.
John, what do you think of the design?
I think it's gorgeous, and I sat in. I was
you have a particular interest in that district since you have some buildings. So
I own property close by, but I also was a member of the committee that looked at revamping the existing courthouse. And courthouses are extraordinarily complex because none of the three entities, the jury, the members of the public, and the judges can ever mix. So you've got this extraordinarily complex circulation system, particularly with the elevators. They're very, very complex buildings to do. And I understand that the extra height helps that, but tough to do.
Yeah, good point. Thank you very much. All right, Judge Waller's not going to resist.
I can't, because I want to simply say, Nan Waller, presiding judge in Multnomah County, thank you for consideration of the height increase that will allow us to build a new courthouse that we've been trying to build after 28 reports and lots of angst over whether the earth was going to hold, to build a new courthouse. And it is now more than a glimmer in our eye. We're looking forward to the groundbreaking. The plans are beautiful. They are functional. They will be inviting to the public. We see this building really as standing as a monument to the principles of procedural justice that the court has embraced. The people will come into the building. It will be transparent on the outside, which is important for a justice system. It will be accessible, which is important to our public. People will understand the building when they come in because there will be good wayfinding throughout the building. The courtrooms are being designed so that people can not only hear and understand, but they will be not feeling like they are too closed in and too close in the very emotional dramas that sometimes play out in courthouses. And we will have all of the amenities that we need so that the public will feel safe. We are building a legal resource center to help self-represented people, which is an enormous issue for the courts. Many people cannot afford lawyers, and they are lost in the courthouse right now, and we want them to have the tools. If we can't provide lawyers, then we'll provide the tools, facilitators, mediators, electronic forms, so that they can at least have a fair shake in making their way through the courthouse. So the city is a good partner to the court, And in that, we are greatly appreciative, and I want to say thank you to all of you for what you've done. We are your municipal court, and we need a safe place to conduct the business of the community, the city, and the county, and the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? If not, then this will simply move forward for a vote next week, correct? Okay, so.
Excuse me, it'll be June 8th.
Also, right?
Yes.
Sorry, it's the 8th?
The 8th.
So this will be just carried forward to second reading and vote. No further testimony on the 8th, so we'll close the hearing and schedule it for a vote then. Thank you very much. We're adjourned until next week.
Yay.